Deliverance from the Kingdom of Darkness, written by Professor Solomon Hailu, narrated by William Ritterscamp.
Chapter 1. The Case for Deliverance. Strong's Concordance translates deliverance as being rescued from danger and brought to safety, used principally of God, rescuing believers from the penalty and power of sin and into his provisions of safety. Deliverance is God's consistent, compassionate act of rescuing mankind from physical and spiritual afflictions. When God delivers us, his supernatural power is involved, in which he overrides the natural order of cultural tradition, human principle, satanic powers, and condition of afflictions by diseases. For example, God can overturn bad medical reports, controlling addictions, demonic abuses, and potentially fatal incidents. All of us need deliverance despite our differences. Some think that only those who are physically afflicted or weak need deliverance. Some others think that only certain social groups or ethnic groups or cultural groups need deliverance. On the contrary, the Bible is filled with stories of mighty men and women of God who are delivered by God. For example, Joseph, one of the mightiest men who ever lived, was delivered by God from the pit. His brother's jealousy and envy, slavery, false allegations in prison. God delivered Moses when he was a baby. God delivered prophet Jeremiah out of the pit. King David was delivered by the power of God. About his deliverance, David said, "He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me." Psalm 18:17. Peter was delivered from prison and possible death. Acts 12:3-19. The Apostle Paul was delivered from prison, perils, lions, snake bites, and death. He was stoned, dragged out into the city, and left supposedly dead. Acts 14:19. He wrote to the Corinthian believers, "He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us." 2 Corinthians 1:10. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy that the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Apostle Paul was not an ordinary man. He was a man highly used by God, yet he needed deliverance. God's delivering power was upon him so that he could fulfill his kingdom mandate, which would have been cut short without the delivering power of God. God delivered his son, Jesus Christ, from early death on multiple occasions. For example, King Herod planned to kill him while he was still a baby in Matthew 2:16-18. However, God delivered him by taking him to Egypt. God also delivered him from the grave by raising him from the dead and free.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?